Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hello, Oklahoma. This is Wava with Here Again. Wow, do we have great offers for those who struggle with the hearing loss. From now through the end of December, most of our high-tech hearing aids will be sold at half price. That's right, half price. Don't miss out on these great deals, and also, you could be one of the lucky ones who get their hearing aids free. Call us to see where the nearest location would be for you. Call us at 405-748-5920. That's 405-748-5920.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
The cattle futures today were under quite a bit of pressure here, but did bounce off the lows. Some feeder cattle in January only down 50 at 126.47. It was about $2 off the low. The Marches were down a dollar, settled down right into the close there. They were a little bit higher about 20 minutes before the close, but then we settled down there. And then live cattle were 20-67 cents lower, with December at 108.80. Looks like the cash trade yesterday at 112, which is above the December futures, was not enough to hold on to some support. And there's some traders anticipating that tomorrow being the last day of the week that hopefully the market could stay here or maybe even get higher going into the settlement tomorrow. Box beef at midday up 91 on choice, 189.85. Select $1.71, 74 up 2 cents, $18.11 on the choice select spread. 86 loads trading as of midday. Packer margins still running about $90 a head, still pretty profitable for them. So the doesn't look like there's any real threat to the a major threat to the live cattle cash trade at this point in the week. Hogs continue their rally here up $1.20 in February at $60.95.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The wheat market really turned some heads today. It was up 4 to 5 cents in Kansas City, 6 to 7 cents in the Chicago wheat. So we'll welcome that rally. And then the soybeans were down about 23 cents, which is a reversal of what we have been seeing with their strength. Then corn futures finished the day down 3 to 4. We did have a couple of export sales announcements. Earlier today, we had 332,000 of corn sold, and then 136,000 of beans sold to an unknown destination. The export report for wheat was at the high end of the range, and we were looking for 300 to 550, and the actual was 527,000. Corn was above the range, about 1.5. We were looking for 700 to 1, so really strong exports on the corn market. And then beans were above expectations at 1.467 million metric tons, looking for 1 to 1.3. Now, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., we got the next USDA monthly report. It's the ending stocks for the U.S. 16-17 crop. Now, wheat ending stocks, the average estimate is 1.139 billion bushels. The corn, 2.413 billion bushels. And soybeans, 470 million bushels. Again, that's tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. The other is the world ending stocks. Wheat, 250.3 million metric tons expected. Corn, 219.2. And soybeans, 81.31 million metric tons. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.